Father, we gather as your people under Christ Jesus, who is our chief shepherd. All of us, we are leveled before you. We are all on the same level. We are all children of God. And so, Lord, we just ask that we have a humble heart before you and before one another. We pray for a heart that exalts Christ as supreme in our midst. We pray that you would give us a right understanding of church governance and polity and how we make decisions in the context of a church that is according to your word and that you so clearly laid out in Scripture. So, Father, send the Spirit. We ask for a unity of the Spirit and a bond of peace. I pray that all of us would leave this place with the same understanding of this church that you died for and that you gave your life for. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are going to have a members meeting. And I know we have two people here who are still in under consideration for membership. But we definitely want to expose what our church stands for, and that will also hopefully encourage you to write testimonies and join us officially. The only part of the this meeting that will be reserved for the members will be for the voting at the end when we vote for the budget, and also when we pray for the elders for 2020. I am recording it, and it's going to be somewhat of a discussion in the beginning, and I'm going to try to say little and just pay attention to how God is moving amongst us and hear. I want to be listening for what others have to share. The reason why I'm recording is because not everyone's here among our members. I definitely want them to listen and to be on the same page as us. So if you have either a handout or the verses that I sent to you, if you don't have the verses, then pull out a Bible. So for Timothy and Jeremiah, Elijah, pull out a Bible. So the first text we want to look at is Acts chapter 6, 1 through 15. Acts chapter 6. And I'm going to ask Jackie to jot down some summary bullet points as we go. Just so we don't miss anybody's interpretation from these verses. So Acts chapter 6, 1 through 15. So as you just quickly refresh your memory of what's there, and if you got the Google Doc that I sent, I tried to highlight some of the key words that stuck out to me. I also wrote the Greek translation of some of the words so that you have a better understanding of what God is trying to communicate to his people. So Acts chapter 6, 1 through 15. Just any thoughts of why you think this passage would help us to talk about polity. And polity is a word that talks, that means governance. How do we govern the body of Christ? How do we make decisions in the body of Christ? And so how does Acts 6 give us some understanding to better govern ourselves?
Do you want me to put only when there's a question up for discussion, or just everybody's points? Or
just bullet point, just so we have a quick summary, we can look at it all together. Acts chapter 6, anything stand out to you about this passage?
There's a need in the body.
Yes.
And the 12 directed people to find people from amongst themselves to fill that need rather
yes.
than filling it themselves.
Yes.
Try to be concise.
You can say this is also where the office of deacon was officially inaugurated, I guess you could say. The office of deacon starts in Acts chapter 6. Maybe at the top you could put the passage so we know. Okay, anything else?
Verse 3, therefore, brothers, pick out from among you, so same point as Peter, that they look to the entire group of disciples, not just the apostles, to choose the deacons.
Right. And what was the focus of the 12 or the apostles?
Prayer into the ministry of the word.
Yeah, prayer into the ministry of the word. Okay, so there was a, in the leadership was starting to form and they started to divide up into apostles here and then the first signs of the office of deacon. Okay, I think that pretty much covers it. How about Acts chapter 14? And that's Acts 14, verse 19 to 23. Yes, the appointment of elders, and it says in every church. Yeah, I think that's the part that's significant here. The office of elders began here. How about chapter 15, Acts chapter 15, 1 through, it's a longer section, to 29. Hey, Dong Yin.
Maybe Elijah, you could sit in that chair behind your man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see, Dong Yin. This whole, we're not looking at too much detail. We're just trying to get a picture of what's happening and how did they resolve the issue. So Acts chapter 15, 1 through 29, what is the problem and how did they solve the issue?
Definitely there's open discussion among everybody, and
yes.
It looks like the apostles and elders are maybe leading the discussion, but there's an open discussion with everybody in the church, and in verse 22,
yes.
It says the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men,
yes.
From among them. So, and again, in choosing the leaders, the whole church had to kind of discuss that.
And what is the main problem that's being addressed here? Yeah, the false teaching about circumcision and elders, apostles, in cooperation with the entire church, resolve this issue, right? Okay, yeah, I think that's the main issue. And then Acts chapter 20, verse 26 to 31. Acts chapter 20. Any thoughts on this section?
Well, the definition for overseers is keeping an eye on his flock. So I like that.
Yep.
Even in the definition, it's not that overseers are the shepherds.
Yes.
Per se, it's they're keeping an eye on God's flock.
Right.
That is the shepherd.
Right. Is there another function of an overseer here?
Maybe to guard against false teachers.
Yes, yes.
But also to not withhold the whole counsel of God.
Yes, yes, that's good. Moving on to 1 Timothy 3. 1 through 13. Now we get into some of the more details. 1 Timothy 3. Anything here?
The qualifications of an overseer.
Yes, qualification of an overseer / elder or / bishop. Different traditions have different names.
And also deacons.
And also deacons. Any other observations? Nothing?
Did you say it mentioned elders here or just overseer?
Yeah, elders and overseer / elder.
So he must manage his house, his own house as well.
Yes.
That's from his own house.
Yep. Yes, so the household is the training ground, you could say, for church leadership. Yes. Anything else?
Well thought of by outsiders has always been an interesting one to me.
Mm-hmm. That's in verse
7.
7. Yes. Just a general reputation in public, yes.
Mm-hmm. Might be a reason of comfort and also been tested and proof himself blameless.
Yes, tested and not a recent convert. Yes. Okay, that's good. How about 1 Timothy 5? Verse 17 and maybe just 17. Anything you see here?
Special honor for preaching and teaching.
Special honor for preaching and teaching, yes. Anything else you see?
The definition of that word that was used before a translation is very, especially the last part of it, by setting the example of excellence by living in faith.
Elders who rule, yes, yes.
Rule well.
Was that Peter? Okay.
Who rule well.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's broken up. Who rule well, yes, yes, yes. Okay. How about Titus chapter 1? We're going to go back to these passages just to get, I'm just getting some initial thoughts. Titus chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 11. Anything you see here? Yes.
An overseer should have their home in order.
Yes, yes. Right, right.
Seems like having elders is important.
Yes, having elders is important, yes. Okay.
And also the role of those elders in keeping order in the church.
Keeping order, yes, yes. That's
and
good.
Rebuking those.
Mm-hmm. Rebuking. Includes rebuking those who contradict sound doctrine, yes. Okay. How about 1 Peter 5, verse 1 through 11? Yes.
On how the younger one should have, what kind of attitude younger ones have toward the elders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Attitude of elders, attitude of younger brothers and sisters, attitude of everybody in the church.
Yeah, I like that. In verse 5, it talks about younger subjecting to the elders, but right afterwards,
mm-hmm.
to all of you, humility towards one another.
Yes.
And so that doesn't matter. Age or
yes.
title.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with that one. It's for everybody.
Sit there. Okay. How about Philippians 1, verse 1 and 2? Philippians 1.
Seems to call the whole body saints.
All the bodies are saints, yes, yes. Overseers and deacons among the saints. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and then James chapter 3, 1 through 3. Accountability, yes, yes.
Taming the
tongue. Taming of the tongue, yes.
Those who teach will be judged with greater strictness.
Yes, I don't like that verse. That's a scary verse. Yes.
I feel like verse 3 kind of also points out that the teachers who are teaching well will make the whole body, will guide the whole body.
Yes.
And so
yes,
that part is like hopeful, right?
Yes, yes, yes. right.
But, like,
yeah.
Next part is like,
that's the positive side, yes. That's true.
Do you mind repeating that again?
Verse 3 kind of, to me, points out that if the teacher is teaching well, then the body of Christ, the church, will be following Christ well as well.
How about Hebrews 13, verse 5 through 9?
The overseers or the leaders ought to be examples.
Yes, yes, examples, yes.
It's just by their way of life, so it's not by just teaching, but also by their life.
Yes.
And we should imitate their faith.
Yes.
I'd like to highlight that it says imitate their faith and not their choices in life, because we were taught incorrectly growing up that the verse says you gotta imitate their faith or imitate them.
Mm-hmm.
And so people felt like, oh, we have to get the same, you know, make the same choices, what we eat, how we are, what we wear, how extravagant we are with our cars. And I mean, so the verse actually says to imitate their faith and not just what they do.
I think also to consider the outcome of their way of life is kind of our call to examine that the fruit of the Spirit is in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then in seeing that, to imitate their faith.
Yes, yes.
That's
good.
Fruit of the Spirit.
Anything for Hebrews 13? How about Titus 2, the last one? Titus 2, 1 through 8. Yes. Yes.
There's quite a list for the young woman, and then for young men, it's like self-control, period.
Right, yeah.
This is really funny.
It shows men we are out of control.
Women to love their husbands and children.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And submissive to their own husbands.
Yeah, it was very recently that the Lord highlighted that phrase, working at home. That I didn't understand like the homeschoolers and why they were so sure that the Bible says we should do this, and there it is in Scripture. That seems to be the default, unless God calls us to specific profession and assignments in the field. But it seems like the default for Christian women is to work in the home, and that is to raise families. Okay, anything else? I think everyone's hitting on the main points.
That the word of God may not be reviled is very strong also.
Yes. Yeah, it seems like the Christian women who are not living up to this standard is causing God's name to be reviled.
Yeah. Can you give me a summary?
What?
Of what these people are saying.
Oh, the summary?
Older men and older women, and, well, it's like everybody. Older men, older women, younger men and younger women, and just...
Women have a longer list.
Okay. Young women have a very long
list
that God may not be reviled.
Right.
Not the word of God. Long
yes.
List.
Yes. Yes.
Older women. Older men. Older and younger men, right?
Younger men, it is just urging them to be self-controlled.
Oh.
Which, for me and the boys, that is our number one homework. To be self-controlled in every way. Anything else?
Too many to write up there, but
I'm also not writing.
Oh, you're also
writing.
Oh, perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
It gives us for
great,
just
great.
Us to see.
Yeah.
There are a lot of qualities listed throughout the passages, but
yeah.
I did notice that every passage mentioned not a lover of money,
yes.
Not greedy for dishonest gain,
yes.
Again, it's mentioned pretty much not greedy for gain,
mm-hmm.
Not for shameful gain, and free from the love of money. So that's
yeah.
Seems pretty important.
Yeah.
And humility.
Yes. Anything else?
I feel like the title elders makes sense.
Hmm.
Because in like these characters, like all these verses, sober minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound of faith, and love and stuff, it's like a lot of things that obviously it's not by human work or like we can
mm-hmm.
work to kind of get these kind of qualifications.
Yes.
By God's grace and
mm-hmm.
the transformation God is doing in
yes.
our lives, like over time, that God's making
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
our lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. anything else?
Yeah, you can use a newsprint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.